Hello and welcome to Solo Sailing with Trevor White. Tonight we're going to talk about how to anchor. So, and this is more how I anchor. Anchoring is quite personal. Everybody has a slightly different approach to anchoring, and it will depend on you and the type of boat you have, the type of anchor gear that you're using. So I'm using a Rottner anchor with 10mm short link chain and a fairly heavy duty windlass, which is chain on one side and a rope drum on the other side. So I've been sailing and boating for over 30 years. I've taught boating, I've done a lot of sailing, I've done a lot of anchoring in a variety of different situations, both in calm conditions and in incredibly terrible conditions. And this is the technique that I've developed for anchoring using the motor of the boat and a windlass. So when I'm looking at an anchoring position, I first do a recon on my charts. So I'm working out where I'm going and where I think I'm going to be able to anchor if I can't see it. I'll plot a course to that position to make sure that it's actually safe to get in there on high and low tide. And as I do that, I will, if I've got paper charts, great. If I've got electronic charts, which is more the case these days, something such as Navionics, I will go to the smallest resolution to have a look at what the depths and the dangers are, and I'll have a really good look at the whole course all the way into that position and all the way out of that position where I plan to anchor. I'll check on the charts the bottom type if it's available to me. So on Navionics, often there's a, where people have been anchoring, I'll put little comments, and if you read those comments, people often mention the bottom types. So they're worth reading because someone's anchored there and they said, well, it's sand or it's mud or it's coral. It's difficult to anchor, dragged a lot. Those things are handy to know. So the other things I do is I check the tides. Tides are incredibly important for anchoring in some places in the world. Some places have huge tides, 10 to 15 metres. And you need to be really aware of these situations. And I'll check the tides for the next few days because if I'm going to be anchoring there, I want to make sure the tides are relevant for the next few days also. I'm always ensuring that I have 2 metres under the keel, or I try to get at least 2 metres under the keel in case there's variations in the tide. And also for swell. If swell comes in at 1 metre and I've only got 2 metres, my keel is getting very close to the bottom every time the boat lifts up and drops down. And I try and find a desirable anchor spot for myself, maybe a little bit of protection from a headland or a landmass. Then I will recheck the tides and my keel calculations. And the reason I do that is often you're tired. You've done it, you're not really thinking about it that much, it seems right. And I found myself going to places and go, wow, I really messed that up. So check it again, maybe check it a third time or get someone else to check it if you're tired. Now, I check the wind direction and what I think it's going to be for the next couple of days. I'll check again the tides. I'll check any currents that may be present. If you're in a river, make sure that you understand what the tides, if there's any tides changing in the river, particularly if you're at the entrance to a river. How many boats are going to be in that area? Or how many boats are there already, and how many boats may be coming. If there's swell running, check the direction of the swell. Is the swell going to come into that anchorage, or is the swell going to come into that anchorage after you've got in there? These things can make your anchorage incredibly uncomfortable. The bottom type is important, so if you can get that information off Navionics, great. If not, check around the local area. Look at the landmass. If it's all rock or it's sandy, chances are the bottom type is going to have a combination of that sand and mud. All right, once I've done all those things and I'm comfortable that I'm going to be able to anchor in that area and my boat is going to be safe for the duration that I plan to stay there, I will approach the area, and as I'm approaching, I'm looking at escape routes. So I'm looking at, once I get in there, how am I going to get back out in the middle of the night if something goes wrong and I need to leave? So I'm looking at reefs, I'm looking at man-made and artificial dangers, I'm looking at other boats. I'm considering all of these factors as I'm moving in to make sure this anchorage is safe to leave if I need to. Once I get closer, I will turn the motor on. I'll then drop the main, furl the headsail. I'll make the boat ready to anchor, clean the decks if there's stuff on the decks. I will then make sure that the anchor is, I have an anchor securing rope. I'll release that. And there's a anchor lock on the chain. I'll make sure that can be taken off and the windlass and the anchor are ready to lower. I'll then go to the spot where I want to anchor. So I'll find that desirable spot. And I might take a little bit to find it. I'll be just checking depths. And once I've found a spot, say 5 metres deep, which might be a nice comfortable anchorage, which at low tide might still give me 2 metres under the keel where I'm happy with. Great, I'll come to that spot. I'll then do a lap of where my swing room is on that anchorage spot. So I'll travel around 360 degrees from that spot at approximately 25 to 30 metres, which is a swing room in a 5-metre anchorage, to check if there's any bobbies or reef. And whilst I'm motoring around in that circle, I'm looking over the side to see what the bottom is like. If there's reef there, is there weed, are there fishing pots or something that, you know, might be a burden to me. Once I've done that, I'll come back from downwind up towards that spot. As I get closer, I'm washing off all speed. I'm slowing right down. And this is me anchoring as a solo sailor. So I come up to that spot, I've washed off all speed. Once I get to the spot where I want to drop my anchor, the boat is basically at a standstill. I then move forward, or select neutral, move forward to the bow. I lower the anchor and chain overboard. It's 5 metres deep. I put the first 5 metres down. The boat just starts to drift back. I put the next 5 metres down. The boat starts to drift back a bit more. I put the next 5 metres down. So now I've got 15 metres of chain on the bottom. And what I'm doing now is I'm trying to get that chain to go taut and get the anchor to dig in. I want the anchor to set. And I'm also, the reason I do that is so I don't dump all my anchor chain on top of my anchor. I want the boat to be slightly drifting away and the anchor chain laying out flat and not laying on top of the anchor and fouling the anchor. So ideally, the bow of the boat is drifting away. It should pull tight, come to wind, which means that my anchor is digging in. If it's not happening, I'll put out more anchor chain because it might just be running a bit tight and I'm waiting for the anchor to dig in. Sometimes they just drag along the sand a bit until they set, or they've landed on their side in the mud and they're just not setting. So that happens, but I'm waiting for it to dig in. If it doesn't, I will pull it up and I'll go back and start again. Once it sets, the bow comes back to the wind. Stand there for a moment, make sure that it has set, we're still not moving. I'll go back down to the cockpit. I'll put the boat into reverse gently. I'll set that anchor further, and then I'll add more revs to the boat until I know that that anchor is set. I'll go back to neutral. I'll move forward, and then I'll release another 10 or 15 metres of chain so that I've now got 25 metres out. And a 5-to-1 scope, which is what I always work on, a minimum of 5-to-1. And if it's going to be windy, I might put out even another 10 metres so that I've got, you know, a 7-to-1 scope out. With anchoring, you know, I met an old fisherman once and I asked him, how much chain do you put out, mate? He goes, all of it. And it's good advice. You know, there's no point having chain in the locker in the middle of a storm. It doesn't do you any good. So if you've got the room and you need it, you put the chain out. If it's going to be light conditions, you put out a 5-to-1 minimum. If it's going to be heavier, 7-to-1. If it's going to be a gale, put out all the chain if you've got the scope to swing in that spot. Most boats don't carry more than about 100 metres of chain. So most boats in deeper anchorages never get more than about a 5-to-1 ratio. So just have a think about how much chain you put out. Now, the other thing I use is an anchor buddy. If it's going to be windy or I want my chain to stay on the bottom, I then lower my anchor buddy down the chain. So I have a 20 kilo piece of steel. It's got chain on each end. And it has a steel carabiner on one end and a rope on the other end. I lean over the bow roller. I clip that onto the chain. I then lower that 20 kilo piece of steel down my chain with the rope until it touches the bottom. I then raise it up a metre and I secure it to a cleat. So that 20 kilo anchor chain buddy keeps the anchor chain on the deck, on the seabed. Once I've done that, I will get my snubber out. I will then attach my snubber to the anchor chain with a rolling hitch, and the other end I'll attach to a bow cleat. And I've got really heavy bow cleats, and it has to be a solid point. So the snubber is designed to take up the load on the chain and the boat, between the chain and the boat. Any snatching, any movement, it just makes your life on anchor more comfortable and quieter. So I then release more chain out until that anchor snubber is taut. I use a rope that's rated to 3 ton with a little bit of stretch in it. And once the anchor chain is slack and the snubber is tight, I then put a anchor lock on my anchor chain. So I have a rope sling around my windlass with an anchor hook, and I put that onto the anchor chain. So if the anchor snubber snapped, I then have another backup before it gets to my windlass. So the last thing you want is your anchor chain loading up your windlass in a storm because something snapped and bending or damaging your windlass. So I've had it happen before through my own fault, but I'm trying to protect my windlass from damage because it's essentially when you're trying to get up 100 metres of chain. So at that point, my boat is anchored. I've got the anchor buggy down. I've got the snubber on. I've got the chain lock on. I'm pretty comfortable. I'll stand up and I'll take bearings, visual bearings of my location. I'm looking at towards the wind, left and right and behind me. So I've got a reference point of where I am in case my electronics fail down the track. I then move back to the cockpit. I turn on my chart plotter anchor alarm, and that plots a position of where I am at that point in time. And if I've got a 25 meter swing, I'll put 50 meters on the chart plotter so the boat can swing around without setting off the alarm. And at that point, I'm quite comfortable. My boat is in a position where it should be. The anchor is set into the seabed. The anchor chain is laid out comfortably. I've got swing room. I don't think there's any dangers. And I'll turn off the engine. I'll go down, I'll have a cup of coffee or a beer. If I'm unsure, what I'll then do is I'll put on a set of fins and a face mask. I'll jump overboard and I'll swim on the anchor if I can, if the water's clear enough. If it's not clear enough, I'll just take a punt that everything I've done is working. But I've got the anchor alarm to back me up as well. So that's what I do to anchor my vessel, keep myself, my boat and my crew safe. I see lots of other people who don't take anywhere near that consideration when they're anchoring. They just come in and they dump the chain and then they go and have a beer. And in many cases, their anchor hasn't even dug in. It's not set. When the wind picks up, their boat starts dragging and then they worry about trying to set their anchor. Time you take setting up your anchor, digging it in, and making everything correct when you first arrive is essential to a peaceful night's sleep and your boat not getting wrecked on a reef or dragging into someone else's boat. And that's also why I swim on the anchor occasionally. In fact, I do it quite regularly. All right, so that getting an anchor down, pulling the anchor up is exactly the opposite. If there's no wind, I turn on the engine, I'll turn off the anchor alarm, and I'll make sure that I haven't moved at all. I'll check the wind, where orientation is. I'll check the other boats. I'll check the tides, make sure it's, if I've come in on a high tide and it's low tide, that I can actually get out. There's no boat anchored in the middle of a channel that I need. There's no boat anchored over the top of my anchor chain, or anchor and anchor chain. All these considerations before I start doing anything. The motor's running, I'll move forward. Now set up my anchor windlass to the anchor chain. I take off the anchor lock on the anchor chain. I then start taking in the anchor chain with my foot switch. So I have a foot switch and I have a manual switch down in the cockpit as well. I recover the anchor chain until I've got the snubber all the way on board at the windlass. So because it's a rolling timber hitch on the chain, it'll come straight over the top of the windlass. If you're using a steel anchor hook, it won't always come over the anchor roller. So that's why I use a timber hitch. I take off that snubber, I roll it up, put it aside. I then move forward and I pull up my anchor buggy if I've got it down. I bring it all the way up on board. I unclip the carabiner. I place it down where it normally is stowed. I roll up the rope and I go back to my windlass. I then start, if there's no wind, I then start pulling in the anchor chain. And as I'm pulling it up, I'm just monitoring the anchor chain for the condition. Make sure it's not covered in lots of shell or mud. If it is, I might even let some out, shake it a bit to get anything off. But I keep taking in the anchor chain until the anchor chain is taut. So often the anchors dig in and they'll hold in to the seabed really tight. So I'm taking it up until it's taut. So I know I'm in 5 meters of water. I've checked the depth sound before. I'm still in 5 meters of water. And once the anchor chain is taut, I then let the boat work on the anchor and pull the anchor out of the seabed. So it's making it loose through the motion of the boat, just gently rising up and down, as opposed to just hauling it up with the windlass. I'm letting the boat do a little bit of work because sometimes they get really stuck and they're hard to get out of the seabed. So as it comes loose, I take in a little bit. I let the the boat to a bit more work until the anchor comes free. And I generally put the anchors free because the bow will fall off the wind and will start drifting slightly. At that point, I know I've got 5 metres. I'll bring it up. If I've got any mud or crap on the anchor and anchor chain, what I'll do is I'll release it another couple of metres back down, and then I'll just shake it up and down with my hands, you know, just a bit of physical force, until I've shaken all the mud off, or I'll lean over with a brush and I'll brush the mud off. But generally just shaking it up and down gets rid of the mud and crap off your anchor and chain. If not, if I know it's going to be really muddy and filthy, I'll set up my deck wash and I'll be spraying it as it's coming up and over. But once all that's done, I pull the anchor chain all the way up. And you know, depending on how many boats around, sometimes you don't have a lot of time to play with. I get the anchor all the way up. I put the anchor chain lock on. I move back down to the cockpit and I motor off in the direction where I'm heading to. Until I'm in a safe direction, in a safe area, I put on the autopilot. I'll move back up and I'll secure the anchor with an additional rope so the anchor can't bounce around in rough seas. So that's my process for a calm recovery of the anchor. In heavier conditions where there's a bit of swell running or where the wind is quite strong and I don't have crew, I will recover the anchor using my switch in the cockpit. I will just slowly motor up on the anchor, raising it up, just looking forward, seeing where the chain is, and just doing it slowly until I've got the anchor all the way till it's taut. I'll raise it up and I'll go forward. I'll pull the anchor up over the top until it comes up and sets. Anchor chain lock on, and we'll continue on and out to sea where it's safe, and then I'll secure the anchor. If I've got crew, I'll generally put a crew member on the wheel, depending on how comfortable they are with recovering the chain, and I'll give them directions in which direction I want them to go, forward, reverse, neutral, until I've got the anchor chain up. Talking to your crew member, you need to turn and face them and give them clear directions, or use hand signals. Left, right, right above your head is neutral. Forward is forward. You work out what signals you use, or you can use a small headset between the cockpit and the person at the bow. That stops a lot of arguments in husband and wife teams. No one to be yelled at, particularly women. So they're just different techniques to recovering or dropping your anchor and recovering your anchor. I find if you pay a bit more attention to putting your anchor down, doing it in a methodical fashion, not just dumping it and putting all the chain on top, you will anchor more efficiently all the time. Some seabeds are quite hard and it takes a little bit for your anchor to dig in. Also, when you're in really soft mud, sometimes your anchor will just sit on its side and it won't dig in. Go through it once or twice to dig it in. And in some places where there's a bit of coral around or old coral fields, bommies, you may have to swim on your anchor just to make sure that your anchor has set properly and it's not just under a rock ledge. Also to make sure that there's no bommies between you and your anchor. What last thing you want to be doing is swinging around as the wind changes and finding that your anchor chain is dragging across a bommy. Sometimes what you can do is you can float your chain a little bit using fenders to get it up and over the top of those rock formations or those bommy formations so that you can swing around but still have decent swing room without catching some rocks. Last thing you want to be doing is catching those rock formations and your boat is all tied up in circles around bommies. It's difficult to get off. You almost need diving gear. You certainly need good coordination between someone on board and a diver in the water. If you're doing that solo, it's really quite challenging. That is how I anchor and how I recover my anchor. Everybody has a slightly different technique, but generally we're all the same. And I hope that helps. Safe sailing, and I'll see you out there.